evolution in your mouth on This Moment of Science. Say evolution, and some folks think of dusty archaeologists examining bone fragments. But while evidence of previous life forms does play a central part in our understanding of evolution, it isn't necessary to go on a dig to see it in action. You might just look inside your mouth. We all learn that human beings have 32 teeth. They aren't all the same, though. The pointy incisors in the front are easily distinguished from the flatter, double-edged bicuspids that run along the side. Our teeth serve different functions. Those incisors are great for biting and holding on, while the bicuspids do more of a saw motion for chewing. Now, here's something you may not know. Strictly speaking, it isn't true that everyone has 32 teeth. Even excluding people with dental problems, some folks have only 30 or even 28. The ones that are missing are often the farthest back in the mouth. Where did they go? One likely answer is found in evolution. A long time ago, say 10,000 years, human beings ate much more raw meat. With a rough diet, you need lots of grinding teeth to help prepare your food for digestion. Later, with the gradual advent of cooked foods, not all those teeth are needed anymore. If someone's born without them, he or she doesn't suffer any ill consequence. A scientist would say there's no evolutionary pressure to keep those teeth. The result? Many thousand years later, some of us don't have as many grinding teeth as others. The dimensions of the human mouth, the jaw, and the skull are evolving right underneath your nose. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Richard Robinson. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.